Track 15.
So now I'd like to focus on these two very tall wall cases. The first one, the more narrow of the two, focuses quite a bit on whales and their impact on pop culture. Beginning with the top shelf, you'll see a chart showing the Saguenay River from Quebec, and you'll notice the name Chevelle on it. This is the chart Dr. William Chevelle and his wife Barbara Lawrence used. They were actually on their honeymoon when they made the first audio recordings via hydrophone of a whale, and this was done of a beluga whale. To the right of that chart, you will notice a vinyl album, and that was the pressing done of that first recording. So this is a significant event in whale research. Below that, you'll see a variety of recording tools, but you'll see a lot of things like bumper stickers. You'll see the album that Roger Payne created back in 1970, which was a huge seller, the largest selling animal recording album ever. In the larger of the two cases, again, you see several recording devices, several listening devices, transcription devices, many of which haven't been used in so long that there are very few people that still know how to use these devices. But as old as they may seem, they're the tools that helped us learn early on about the audio habits of whales, dolphins, and porpoises, and really let us know that the ocean is not a quiet place, that these animals are communicating on a fairly constant basis, and along with whales, dolphins, and porpoises making a lot of noise, there are a lot of other animals in the ocean that use sound to communicate, which then brings caution to our behavior because we need to be careful with how much sound we add to the ocean, because we can easily mask their habits, their communications, and their ability just to live their daily lives.